And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And we have some folks in the studio here to talk about Broadway Night, which is coming up this Friday, 6 p.m. at the Odessa Theater. Martha Pearson, Shannon Hoagland, and Mary Beth Paloff. Welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Thank you.
Melissa.
Thanks.
Well, Shannon, let's kick off talking about what Broadway Night is. What kind of an event is it, and how long has it been going on?
We calculated it here in the studio. This will be our eighth. And the way we are able to count that back is it is a fundraiser for our big spring production at Sitka Community Theater. And it was kind of hatched at a coffee shop one year with Ed Ronco. And we talked about how many people we knew in town who, like, we were suddenly realizing knew how to sing. You know, people like John Stein, who was the city administrator at the time, I think. The principal of the high school was someone else, a couple teachers, and we thought it would be fun to get together for an evening of karaoke and, with Broadway show tunes to raise money for our first production. And it kind of has grown from there. And now it is kind of people show up, not karaoke style. They never have shown up unprepared. People prepare pretty serious production numbers sometimes. And it's like you said, the doors open at 6, show starts at 6:30. You'll see about 13 acts. Each of the acts is about 3 minutes apiece. We have about an hour's worth of material, I think. Andrew Hames is the MC, and your $40 ticket price gets you in the door, two glasses of wine, and some hors d'oeuvres provided by the Nugget.
So this is an actual event. This isn't just show up and we're going to have a Broadway open mic. So this is quite a production, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it's a sit-down thing, but, you know, you'll see it's a little on the simple, low-end side. We don't have waiters and we don't have people to pick up your plates and you're going to eat on paper, but we do have real glass wine. thanks to the Fine Arts Camp. The event's at Otis Theater, and you can get your tickets at Old Harbor Books. But it's generally a pretty relaxing evening. And we tend to get, it's mostly, I would say most of the people who go to it are age 40 and up, kind of edging toward the 50 and up. I think it's a nice event for people who, you know, who are there for kind of the older show tunes, but we are also doing a lot of more modern show tunes tonight, on Friday.
Can we talk about the lineup?
Yes, we have two of the performers here, obviously, the Paloff family, who've participated in, I think, 7 of our 8 years. We have Martha Pearson, who's a relative newcomer. You performed twice?
Yeah, this is my third year.
Third year, yeah. Tracy Turner, Zeke Blackwell, who's the director of Sitka Community Theater, Rhiannon Gavon, who is, you know, like Martha, studied voice at college. Is an excellent singer, but loves show tunes as well. Jack Peterson has a Hamilton act. Christian Linton is singing with Sarah Martinson, the music teacher at the high school. We've got Linda Linton returning to town with her trio act. Tonya Ryu, who performs every year. Sarah Brewer. Andrew Hames is going to sing a couple numbers. Then we have the younger crowd, the Oliver cast, the cast of the show Oliver, that's in production. And Mina. Brooke Schmidt is going to, she's our youngest performer. And then, yeah, here we have Martha, the Paloffs. And then we have Bailey Craig, who's performing for the first time, and she's just out of college.
Well, Martha, how about you talk a little bit about what you're going to perform?
Thanks. I am going to perform a tune that actually is well known as a jazz standard. It's called I Only Have Eyes for You. And Shannon was talking about this as an annual event, and as a performer, I got to say, once you finish your song on Broadway night, you're immediately thinking, what am I going to do next year? Mm-hmm. And it is a really wonderful opportunity for people to perform if they have that ilk. And then also as a Sitkin, I just love having something like this to go to enjoy the music. I'm always just happily surprised and amazed at the talent of everyone in this town and how they can bring such different aspects of themselves. You know, it's like, I didn't know you could do that. You know, again and again, I hear that song. So from my tune will be from the 1980 revival of 42nd Street, which is one of the older musicals that Shannon was speaking of. And I put in my little byline that if you want to smooch the person next to you, that will be allowed.
So what drew you to that piece? What drew you to that piece?
I liked that it was different from the piece I did last year, and that it was something that I could, I don't know, stretch a little bit as a singer. I was trained as in classical voice, and this one is more of a jazz type standard, so that brought it together for me.
All right, let's turn to Mary Beth. Tell us about what you are and your family is performing.
We are, this is the largest group the Payloff family is bringing to the show. Usually it's Dan and I. And we've drawn in Hannah and we've drawn in Rosie. And now it's all of us singing Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and Technicolor Dreamcoat. And it's kind of fun because it's basically a solo, but we've made it into a choral piece.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
So your whole family enjoys performing.
Yes. And musicals of, you know, the kids have been watching musicals. And it's nice because musicals are now also film because it's more accessible that way. But since they were little, and that's what I grew up on too. And so it's nice to have this outlet that is different and something that I really like a lot.
For folks who are thinking about perhaps performing next year, what kind of advice would you give them?
Look through songs all year long. Like Martha said, as soon as you're done, you're thinking, what should I do next year? Because it is a lot of fun. You're a lot more animated when you're doing it. And when you're done, you're just like, what could I do? And there's so much more out there than people realize. So many musicals that you're not that familiar with, but have wonderful, wonderful music.
Yeah. This is really a way of doing storytelling that is so exciting and fun. And for if you like to listen to music of this type, you can just learn all about the different stories. I know there's some really popular musicals this year that are new, like Hamilton, of course, made a lot of news, and one of our performances will be from this brand new musical. I mean, I just love to see people taking that on, and sometimes the old stories are still the best stories, and you're going back to musicals like Joseph. One of my colleagues said, I don't get it. I don't get musicals, and that's totally okay.
No, it's not.
Because I still urge them to come, because what I said is, it's just stories. It's just stories that you sing instead of say. And that actually made the light bulb go on. And so that way of thinking of it as storytelling and how you can express yourself in that way is really exciting.
And then the people really into it are just geeking out.
Yes.
For an hour and a half. Like people, it's just watching the older folks come, like, you know, some of them in walkers, some of them, you know, with all sorts of accessories with them because of their age. They're there and they're like taken back in time, and some of them are having their minds opened up to new things. We had a song from Avenue Q one year. Our show is basically PG. We do have a song from the Book of Mormon this year, but I've been assured it is a PG version of the song. And I'm glad people are, you know, and maybe as time goes on, we'll push the envelope a little bit more. But now it's, and I never give older people enough credit for being open and accepting of participating in things that are a little edgier, and maybe I'll start doing that one day, but I'm a better safe than sorry type person. I guess that's why I produce these things.
Gotta please your audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we leave, again, the what, the whens, the wheres, and then where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books. They're $40. And you should have they don't take credit cards at the bookstore for tickets, so make sure you have cash or a checkbook. The doors open at 6. The event starts at 6:30, so you have a half hour to kind of get in, get settled. But like I said, because of the age of the audience, there are a lot of people there right at 6. So, you know, if you're worried about sitting with a group of four friends, you should be there, you know, a little before 6. And it lasts about an hour and a half. It's all wrapped up, and people are out the door at 8 o'clock. Some people stay around, though, while we're cleaning up, and we have to...
Because they don't want it to end.
No. Well, they're having a good time. Mm-hmm. Like, it is a good time. But we're part of the Greater Sitka Arts Council. I forgot to say that.
So this is hosted by the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Again,
yeah, Sitka Community Theater. We are like underneath the umbrella of the Arts Council.
Okay, and it's at Odessa Theater.
Yes.
Great. Thanks so much for
joining. And park at the gym.
Park at the gym and sing your way in.
Yes. That's right.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We have been speaking with Shannon Hoagland, Mary Beth Paloff, Martha Pearson about Broadway Night coming up this Friday, 6 p.m. at the Odessa Theater.